In a digital world that is just, I mean, completely saturated, where every small business is on the same few platforms, how does a local entrepreneur stop being just online and start becoming, well, truly omnipresent? How do they actually dominate their own backyard?
That really is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the universal challenge, especially for those Main Street businesses trying to compete with the big national chains. And most of them, they just throw more money at the same generic advertising
Yeah.
platforms. But the source material we're looking at today provides this fascinating blueprint that completely flips that model on its head.
It really does. We did a deep dive into the playbook of an agency called 337 Media. They operate exclusively in the Acadiana region of Louisiana, and they are laser focused on the 337 area code, specifically Opelousas and St. Landry Parish. I mean, this isn't just local strategy. This is hyper local, taken to an absolute extreme.
And so our mission here is to really analyze how this agency built its operation to create what they call a proprietary local ecosystem for their clients. They promise this exclusive leverage, a strategic advantage over competitors who are just using those, cookie cutter marketing approaches.
Yeah.
And the whole core of their success, according to the sources, it all rests on synthesizing two things: media ownership and specialized agency services. Basically, they control the playing field.
Yeah. And just to set the scene, if you're not familiar with this incredible part of Louisiana, we're talking about Opelousas. It's known as the spice capital of the world.
It is.
It's a culturally rich, historic city, a major hub for commerce in St. Landry Parish. So any strategy there has to feel authentic,
Yeah.
right? It has to be woven into the local culture.
Exactly. It has to have that local flavor.
Okay, so let's unpack the challenge in this market. For a business in Opelousas, you have to get beyond your physical storefront. Just relying on foot traffic, well, that's not going to cut it anymore. But at the same time, your digital strategy can't feel like it came from some corporate memo out of Silicon Valley. It has to resonate with that deep Cajun and Creole spirit of the region.
And what's so interesting is that 337 Media, they argue that this is where most generic agencies fail. They don't have that cultural intelligence. They might treat a small family-run restaurant in Opelousas the exact same way they treat a massive plumbing franchise in, say, Seattle.
One size fits all.
Exactly. And their core philosophy, the one we really need to focus on, is that local context is the absolute key to conversion. If your marketing doesn't speak the local language, it's just noise.
That makes the challenge so clear. You have these businesses, many built on generations of trust, of powerful word of mouth. So the question for the entrepreneur becomes, how do you take that trust and make it scalable? How do you digitize it?
And future-proof it.
And future-proof it, yeah, against the big national chains with their, I mean, functionally infinite ad budgets.
The answer is by controlling the narrative. And that brings us to their core mechanism, what they call the proprietary platform trifecta. This is where that exclusive leverage really starts. Their clients aren't just buying ad space. They're getting guaranteed access to a network that actually helps define Acadiana culture. It's an exclusive bridge to the 337 area client.
Okay, so let's break down this trifecta. The first asset, detail number one, 337 Magazine. And this isn't a print magazine, it's a premier digital lifestyle guide. But it's more than that for their clients, right? For them, it acts as a very powerful, very localized SEO engine.
Precisely. And we should pause on that term, SEO engine. For anyone who isn't deep in digital marketing, this is crucial because 337 Magazine is a high authority, locally focused publication that's updated all the time. Google's algorithms trust it a lot.
Okay.
So when a client is featured in the magazine, let's say in an Opelousas shopping guide, they get these high authority backlinks from the magazine's domain.
And in practical terms, what does that actually do for the business owner?
It means the trust that Google has in the magazine, it flows directly to the client's own website. It's like a badge of local credibility that the search engine sees and recognizes. It signals to Google that this client is relevant, established, and authority. It's a shortcut to earning trust that would otherwise take ages to build from scratch.
It's a huge advantage. Okay, so moving on to Audio Radio 337. This really taps into the comeback of digital audio, right? Streaming local broadcast. In a region where people drive a lot, why is owning this channel so critical?
Well, audio lets brands capture customers during these high-attention captive moments. Often when they're physically moving towards making a purchase, think about someone on their commute on I-49 or working in an office or a warehouse.
Top of mind.
Exactly. By controlling Radio 337, the agency keeps their client's brand top of mind during those key moments. It's constantly there in the background of local life. Screen time gets interrupted, but audio, it just fills the void.
And the final piece of the trifecta is the 337 local directory. Now, we all know generic directories, Yellow Pages, Yelp, but this is different. What's the strategic value of having their own proprietary directory?
Its function is incredibly tactical. It's not just about collecting listings. It's optimized specifically for the local relevance signals that Google loves. Its main job is to immediately boost a client's performance in a very specific, very valuable place. The Google Map Pack.
Ah, the Map Pack, that little box of three businesses that shows up first when you search for restaurant near me.
That's the one. Appearing there is often way more important than ranking number one in the regular search results.
Why is that?
Because it's right at the top. It has the location, the phone number. It drives an immediate action.
Yeah.
The call, the request for directions.
Right.
By listing their clients in their own optimized local directory, they're injecting a powerful signal of relevance that pushes those clients right into that coveted spot. It's an instant credibility boost their competitors just can't copy.
So they don't just have an ad network. They literally own the pieces that define local digital authority. That's a powerful foundation. But owning the assets is one thing. How do they make sure the clients actually succeed? Let's talk about the services they layer on top, all tailored for St. Landry Parish.
Okay, so the foundation of their entire service suite is local and geofenced SEO. This is not general optimization targeting broad keywords. This is all about making sure that when someone physically in Opelousas searches for a specific service, that client is the first name they see.
That geofenced part is key. Can you break down how that works?
You're basically drawing a virtual fence around St. Landry Parish using things like IP data and location services so that all the marketing is hyper-localized. This stops the business from wasting money targeting a customer in, say, Baton Rouge when their service area is strictly Opelousas.
Smart.
The tactics are intense. Keyword optimization for hyper-local terms like best gumbo in Opelousas, rigorous Google business profile management, and content marketing that establishes them as the local authority.
That focus on eliminating waste is so important. Okay, now, what about social media? They call it social media with a local soul.
Yeah, they get that social media in the 337 area is different. It's nuanced. It revolves around community, family, and always food.
Of course.
So the strategy isn't the same as a national chain's. They focus on creating content that genuinely connects with that shared community experience, not just content that sells. It's about building relationships first.
And this is where the whole system really comes together, isn't it? They use their own massive following on their media platforms for cross-promotion.
Exactly. This built-in amplification is way beyond what any single local business page could ever hope to achieve on its own. They're not starting from zero. They're borrowing the credibility in the audience of Radio 337 and 337 Magazine to launch that business right into the heart of the Opelousas social conversation.
They own the distribution.
They own the distribution network.
And finally, the website has to pull its weight. They talk about web design that converts using CRO, or conversion rate optimization. We know sites need to be fast, but what does CRO really mean for an entrepreneur in Opelousas?
It means the website is designed not just to look good, but to be their most effective 247 digital salesperson. CRO is the science of guiding the user. They make sure every single website visit, which they've already paid to get, is treated like a hot prospect walking in the door.
Okay.
They use data to make sure the site's layout pushes that visitor toward the goal, the purchase, booking an appointment, making the call. It's about lead generation, not just page views.
This whole thing sounds incredibly coordinated. If we connect this to the bigger economic picture, why Opelousas? Why is it such a strategic target for this level of, well, market domination?
Opelousas is a parish seat. It's a central hub for commerce, and it's not far from Lafayette. So there's real established economic potential there. But many businesses are still running on what we talked about earlier.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. They're doing well, but their growth is bottlenecked.
Which, as we said, is powerful, but it's just not scalable. And that's the gap 337 Media is filling. They're bringing these sophisticated digital strategies, the kind usually reserved for major cities, to help these local entrepreneurs scale their already rock-solid reputations.
Let's use that case study they mentioned, the local boutique in downtown Opelousas. Mm. It really synthesizes the whole strategy. You can see the whole system at work.
Right. So the boutique could just, you know, run a generic Facebook ad and hope.
And hope for the best.
Instead, they get this full blanket strategy. First, they're featured in a big Opelousas shopping guide in 337 Magazine.
That's instant credibility and the SEO lift we talked about.
Okay, second, Instead of just waiting for people to walk by, their new collection is promoted on Radio 337.
Which hits customers while they're driving, running errands, keeping the boutique top of mind all day long. It's contextual marketing.
Third, their website is built and optimized for that geofenced SEO, so they rank number one for women's clothing Opelousas, but only within St. Landry Parish.
And finally, they get a powerful listing in the 337 local directory. That guarantees them visibility and pushes them right into that Google Map pack.
So they've blanketed the entire digital sphere.
Completely.
The result is true omnipresence. A customer doesn't have to go looking for the boutique finds them, whether they're reading a local guide, listening to the radio, searching on their phone, or just scrolling social media.
And this is the critical takeaway. This is what separates this model from a traditional agency. Competitors can offer clients reach, they can show ads to a lot of people, but 337 Media offers resonance because they give their clients a guaranteed home within the media landscape of Acadiana.
They don't just rent ad space.
They own the context. And that is so much more valuable. It guarantees discovery.
Okay, let's unpack this one last time. This deep dive really suggests that the highest form of local marketing is when the agency doesn't just buy generic ads on Facebook or Google, but instead they own and leverage the very media channels the community already trusts and uses every day.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, it shows this critical strategic shift for local businesses everywhere. It's about moving past just advertising on someone else's property, where you're subject to their rules, their prices, their algorithm changes, to actively controlling a self-contained local media ecosystem to guarantee you'll be found.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, whether you're in Opelousas or any other local market, it means you have to really think about the firepower your competitors have. Are they just running generic ads? Or are they weaving themselves into the fabric of the local media landscape? Are they just renting space, or do they own the neighborhood?
Which leads us to our final provocative thought for you to consider. If digital context really is the new Main Street, does true local market domination now require creating an exclusive, controlled network like this one? Or can a traditional business still thrive against these omnipresent competitors without adopting a similar ecosystem approach? It really changes the definition of competition entirely.